Mary Michael's English Art from issue 19 of Brittle Star. The portrait of a girl in a blonde straw hat was between, not behind, two looped red ropes, and I went up close, wondering if the artist himself could be seen in his painted mirror, and indeed he could, staring straight forward, his forehead creased. In the cafe, a man in an apron sweeping up was starting to cordon off sections of the room, and we found ourselves looped off like a picture, the two of us, husband and wife, seated opposite each other, big window behind us throwing in light with a teapot and milk jug and hot water jug and cake crumbs glistening on knives and plates. Neither tap could be turned off, water gushing out, the hot tap in the sink, the tap in the basin. He said he was about to change a bit of plumbing. A stranger with a scrap metal van brought it in, but then the door was left unlocked, and he made a mistake about which street we were on, went to the wrong one, and rushed through a high gate into a sideway. We haven't got a sideway. I put a cup of tea on his bedside table, even though I know it isn't really wanted, for which reason I've already drunk half of it. Without a hot drink, I couldn't start the day. The day has started.